Will went in front, his shaggy little Garen picking the way carefully through the undergrowth. A light snow had fallen the night before, and there were stones and roots and hidden sinks lying just under its crust, waiting for the careless and the unwary. Sir Waymar Royce came next, his great black destrier snorting impatiently. The war horse was the wrong mount for ranging, but try and tell that to the lordling. Garrett brought up the rear. The old man-at-arms muttered to himself as he rode. Twilight deepened. The cloudless sky turned a deep purple, the colour of an old bruise, then faded to black. The stars began to come out. A half-moon rose. Will was grateful for the light. "We can make a better pace than this, surely," Royce said, when the moon was full-risen. "Not with this horse," Will said. Fear had made him insolent. "Perhaps my lord would care to take the lead." Sir Waymar Royce did not deign to reply. Somewhere off in the wood a wolf howled. Will pulled his Garen over beside an ancient gnarled ironwood and dismounted. "Why are you stopping?" Sir Waymar asked. "Best to go the rest of the way on foot, my lord. It's just over that ridge." Royce paused a moment, staring off into the distance, his face reflective. A cold wind whispered through the trees, his great sable cloak stirred behind him like something half alive.